This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. With the holidays coming up, now is the perfect time for farm families to talk about the future of the farm business. The aspect of passing the farm from one generation to the next requires a great deal of planning, preparation, and communication in the process of farm succession. As an Extension Ag agent, I've heard a good number of stories about farm succession that did not go as planned. Families not communicating and a lack of understanding about taxation and law are the primary difficulties to overcome. A webinar will be held on Monday, November 29th at 7 p.m. with Roger McGowan, who is a professor of law and taxation, and he will speak on the laws and tools that farmers and ranchers can use in estate and tax planning. This webinar is being hosted by Women Managing the Farm and is free. Registration can be found in the events section of agmanager.info website. If you are hearing about this after November 29th, I'm sure the webinar has been recorded for later viewing as well. If you're having trouble finding the registration, please contact your local Extension office and we'll help you out. While Dr. McGowan will be talking about the technical and legalistic side of farm succession, farm succession is a long process that involves, beyond all else, communication. Starting off with the knowledge of what goals of each family member are, and most importantly, is farming what the next generation wants to do. There needs to be a communication of wants, needs, and hopes. It is the discussion of concerns and desires from each family member. This step needs to be said out loud and can change in time. It is also important to know the capabilities of those involved in the farm transition. Each generation will have different strengths and the operation will change to match the abilities of the individual. It is inevitable that the operation will change from one generation to the next. Part of farm succession is getting into the gritty details of the operation. Where the operation is financially, what are the current contracts, and where are all the assets held? Full disclosure of financial positions is very important. The next generation needs to know of the inventory and production capabilities of the operation, and knowing if future plans are financially possible. Big ideas are great, but it all needs to be planned out in a detailed business plan. On the legal side of estate planning, wills and trust needs to be written, and paperwork needs to be identified. Often, this step will involve a lawyer or a legal professional at some point. From the state's point of view, only that is in a contract is real. Lastly, develop a timeline spelling out the details, as it is easy to put much of this off. It takes deliberate effort to make farm succession happen successfully. And again, Roger McGowan's laws and tools that farmers ranchers can use in estate and tax planning will be held on November the 29th at 7 p.m. You can reach me at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.